Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Mermaid Cat.
What are you doing here?
You can check me out at mermaidcat.com.
Holy moly!
In the meantime, keep listening to Scuba Radio. The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
That's some language you got there.
Now here's a guy. If he was a merman...
But why would you even say that?
I might let him penetrate the mucous membrane of my mermaid hair.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Greg, the dive master!
Yes, master!
Now get away from me, you sick bastard!
You are one sick bastard, you know that? But I like your style.
All right. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. By the way, Mermaid Cat is at the Boot Show in Germany. I believe it kicked off today. It's like 10 days long, but it's like the largest water sports show in the world, like boats and skiing and fishing and outdoor wear. And, of course, they have a couple venues that feature dive gear. We did it right before COVID hit a few years ago, but I'm anxious to see how that part of the world does in the diving world. So we're going to get a report from some folks that were at the event and cover it accordingly on the big show here soon enough. So, plan to join us then, and we'll update you accordingly. However, we have some other big plans other than the Gregulator, which is big enough. You think that would cover an entire show? But I have another major announcement, which involves us doing the world's first scuba radio scuba trivia Olympics that we're going to do in conjunction with the Winter Olympics in Italy here in February. And I've instructed the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad to start planning accordingly. It's going to be basically a scuba trivia competition amongst our crew. And I gave them a couple guidelines. They don't know all the details. We're going to talk about that right now. But basically, it's going to be buddy teams that the crew will form. So, of course, Barry and Jerry will be Bear Jer. They're a natural buddy team. We got Casey the Tobacco Nut, maybe Bubble Boy. I don't know if you guys want to team up or Vinny Two Tanks or, maybe. It could be that. Vinny Two Tanks would be, well, we got to figure out who wants Vinny Two Tanks.
Well, Brittany likes to hang out with them a lot.
Okay. Well, will
yes,
you?
But CJ is already my buddy, and Walt is going to jump in on Celebrity.
Oh, there you go.
What do you mean he's going to jump in on Celebrity? What does that mean?
Like, you know, when you're playing beer pong, somebody can jump in and take the spot. It's called Celebrity.
Oh, I didn't know that. This is a rule I was not aware of. Oh, okay. So
Walt's going to jump in on Celebrity.
Okay. So Walt could be, he could tap in if we need to phone a friend in the scuba trivia. So
wait a minute.
So
Walt
basically, don't worry about it. Look, here's the deal. You guys got to form your buddy teams and your buddy name. Of course, like I said, Barry and Jerry have already been complete. Bear Jared, it's already done.
Barry said the other day, Greg, that he wanted to be by himself.
No, there's no solo trivia.
He's a walking encyclopedia.
We don't agree in solo diving trivia competitions. This is going to be a buddy team.
A solo diving trivia.
Don't care.
Course
don't care.
Patty.
I'm in charge. I will be.
Got my card.
I will be the.
Hey, I'm solo certified.
Well, it doesn't matter. Will you guys listen? I'm going to be the Monty Hall. I'm going to be, the Bob Barker of this, of these festivities.
Wait. Are we talking actual money is available here?
No, you listen to me. It's going to be way more valuable.
A Gregulator is up for grabs.
No. It's not even that. Your life is on the line. If you get the questions wrong and your buddy team fails to perform and answer the scuba trivia question properly, you will lose an appendage. You will have to sacrifice some appendage that you don't use, and we will have various types of torture to execute, and I mean that literally, the effort. So if we ask you a question about what is scuba stand for, Barry, what does scuba stand for?
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Wrong.
South Cuba.
It was actually right, but I'm going to take off an appendage anyway.
There we go.
What is that now?
give me your foot. Yep. Yeah, there it is.
I needed that foot.
Yeah. Nope. You didn't need it. Or are you fit?
Yeah, I'm going to have
either.
A peg leg because of you.
Now
I could be a pirate.
Now you can drink like a pirate.
Circle. Right. Well,
but you got to pop out one of my eyes then.
Well, we could do that. Or
be the next missed question.
Yeah. Or, you know, just for the sake of doing it, I mean, Vinny, if he got a question wrong, or actually this might be a if he gets the question right, he might prefer this. That way he just gets whipped. And it could be the dominatrix of his choice. It's supposed to be a torture, basically. So you get the question right, the scuba trivia question right, you live, or you save an appendage. If not, you're going to sacrifice a body part or some appendage you don't use, with the exception of the one we know you don't use, okay. All right. Guys. Okay. But, you know, I can't cut things off that small. And so we're going to leave that one alone. But you know, feet, you know, you'll have about four options.
I think a much crueler punishment would just be to cut us from the show.
No, that would be a godsend. Yeah, exactly. That's a prize, Casey. What's the matter with you? So anyway, we're going to do this, and hopefully, if you get the questions correct, you'll survive another day and have bragging rights that you won the first ever Scuba Radio Scuba Trivia Olympics.
And who's making up the questions?
Me. And I'm not making them up. They're going to be real scuba related knowledge and information that even people that are not playing.
Did you just do a question
playing.
With somebody that last? Who answered that?
Yeah, me. Barry answered it, and he answered it properly.
And what was the question? Was what again?
Yeah, well, that was just an example, Brittany. I figured right. I figured that was too easy. Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Breathing apparatus. Yeah.
I have a question, Greg.
If you wanted someone to answer it wrong, you should have just asked Vinny.
Well, I would have got it right.
Well, that's why I whipped him instead, because I figured whether it's he gets it wrong or right.
Okay.
How about a flamethrower? Oh, burn him to a crisp.
Okay. I want to know, Greg, are you going to include navigation skills in this?
Oh, forget it. He'll never get that right.
I'll get everything right. I'm the one who asked the questions.
The answers will be wrong from you.
Yeah, no.
That is a very good point, Jerry. I would 100% agree, and Walt does as well, and everyone else on this panel.
Okay, yes. Well, here's the deal. I run the show. I'm asking the questions. What I say goes.
All right, so give us one idea of a serious question on this quiz.
I don't have them in front of me at the moment. But like, okay, well, I mean, be like, what's the typical depth that you may experience narcosis, Casey?
You can't pronounce it. How are you going to question?
All right, that is wrong. You will now be stuck in an airtight room with Jerry the Diver Guy.
Oh, no.
After Mexican.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that's a torture, isn't it?
You didn't lose
an appendage, though, so take that as a win.
Well, my nose is now clear.
Yeah, okay. But these are the type
some,
of
I know some questions,
tortures.
Greg. Like, here's a good question. What is the MOD for nitrox at 32%?
Yes.
That's a good one.
That is probably a great question.
You should ask Vinny, because every single time he breaks the rule.
Vinny, what's the answer?
He has no clue what I just asked. Watch this.
Yeah. Do you?
I actually have no clue what you just asked.
All right. Hit her. Hit him.
Is it 32? Is the answer 32?
No.
What?
No.
Is the answer 32?
No. Yeah. Okay. The depth question.
Yeah.
I think it's about 100 feet for 32.
115 feet.
No, 111.
111. There. See? Wow. Aqua Gypsy getting ahead of everybody. All right, well, look, we're going to do that on a show for February. Just give you a little tease for that. Coming up in hour two, we got Jared from Next Dive. Maybe they talked about producing the Gregulator. I don't know. That and much, much more. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.